This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Gibbons, you have good news?
Yes, I do have good news.
What is your good news?
Got through the first snowfall of the year with no complaints from my neighbor thus far. The woman complains every time it snows about how I remove the snow.
Because your mom's here. Kayla McKinnis, she likes your mom. She's afraid to yell at you now.
That's true.
She's someone her age who she likes. Watch, bruh.
Oh, you know, you're probably right. Those
females. You guys have been asses. That's why she's mean to you. She likes your mom.
You'll come home one day. She'll be in your apartment.
Oh, my God. Bacon
sitting there watching Netflix with Mama G.
Oh, God.
It's Mama G's new life mate.
Eating trail mix.
Not like sexual. There's going to be like golden girls together.
Oh, my God.
They'll be eating trail mix and smoking cigarettes. It'll be great.
I'm coming over. This sounds great.
Doesn't it?
You know, sounds like a party. What the hell, man? Yeah. Seriously.
My good news is that I get to take a trip this weekend. Going to Green Bay.
Ooh.
Which, by the way, I need help with this trip to Green Bay because I haven't been to Green Bay when the Packers aren't playing. Like, I'm not going there for the game. I'm going there before the game. So I don't know what the hell to do in Green Bay when there's no game.
Why?
I'm going there for a conference. So I'm going up there for meetings, but I'm going to have some free time. So what the hell else can you do in Green Bay? I need help like at 7:20 this morning. Well, but it's good news. I get to go for a little convention thing.
Yeah.
It's for mental health, which is very good. It's for a facilitator conference. So that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend. That's my good news.
Yeah.
What's your good news, Allie?
My good news is I forgot to tell you guys I got roped into now volunteering in both my kids' classes.
Oh, nice.
Oh, man.
Hashtag not bad mom by looks, everyone. Check it out.
Appearances,
which is what I told the teachers.
Uh-huh.
I was leaving after volunteering in Hudson's class on Wednesday. I ran into Owen's teacher and she goes, "What are you doing here?" I said, "I was volunteering in the kindergarten class with Hudson." She said, "Well, I said, if you ever need help," you know, famous last words.
Uh-huh.
She goes, "Well, how about coming in an hour before you go to Hudson's every week?" I said, "Actually, I'd love that because Owen is jealous I don't go to his class."
Yeah.
So now my entire Wednesday afternoon is dedicated to the school. I made copies the other day.
Oh,
the principal goes, "What are you doing here?" I'm walking around the key like I work there.
Making copies in the office.
Do you have a badge or anything? Like a visitor pass or anything?
Just a visitor pass. Everybody has to have a visitor pass. It's
Who's
like
this
a law
woman
now.
Walking around shuffling papers
Literally,
making
oh, she
copies?
She knew who I was. She just wouldn't know what the hell I was doing
Oh, my
there.
God. That's funny.
Good news, man. What are you doing here?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
We don't like to make light of drunk driving or distracted driving, but these two have collided in this interesting story out of Oak Creek, you guys.
Okay.
Sunday night, somebody called the police and said there was a man swerving in the road with a bird on his shoulder.
Huh?
What the hell?
So Oak Creek police respond to this, pull the guy over. Turns out
a pirate.
That's what I thought too.
Seriously.
And I wish it was, but no, it was a drunk guy with a chicken. He had a live chicken in his car when the police pulled him over, which makes it for a very interesting story. Because why did he have a chicken?
Weirdo.
I have so many questions. Where did he get the chicken? Did he steal the chicken? Is it his chicken? Was he going to cook the chicken? Is he going to take the chicken swimming? What are they going to do? I have so many questions.
Where did the chicken come from?
I don't know, Gibbons. I don't know. That's a very good question. But now the Gibbons is at animal control. It's not up for adoption.
You can't adopt the chicken?
No, you can't adopt a chicken. I think you could probably buy one. Didn't Adam Deputy own chickens or lease chickens?
Yeah, he owned like five of them.
Oh, no, he rented them.
I don't even know how he got them. He had them and he had them, but he doesn't have them anymore. But his friends still have them. And we had this discussion at his wedding. We were like, where are the chickens? The chickens are gone. Don't ask questions, okay? All you need to know is the other people have chickens.
Yeah. For a while, he had chickens, but he was renting them. Like, he could rent them from this company that would bring them out. And I was like, why don't you just own the chickens? They can't be.
Is anyone going to ask?
Gotta be cheaper.
Is anyone going to ask the $1 million question?
Please, go ahead.
No. Did they choke the chicken?
Oh.
Come on. No one.
Thank you for taking it there. I'm hoping you would.
We don't want to pretend like they're real. They're alive when we eat them.
No. Oh, come on, man.
But this is the sad part. This is this guy's third drunken driving arrest. Third time this guy's had a DUI. I mean,
don't
Wisconsin.
Drink and drive and don't be stupid,
you
moron. And
there
don't
you go,
carry
right there.
A chicken on your shoulder. There's just so many things you should do.
God. Take an Uber for you and your chicken next time.
Yeah. Yes.
Both.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, Drake has launched his own cannabis production company, everybody.
Whoa.
Yep, he's got a new product out there. So he basically teamed up with this other company who's going to help him produce the cannabis.
All right.
Nothing surprising in the rap world.
Right?
I mean, are
Seriously.
We surprised the rapper's making cannabis?
Right.
I mean, that's part of the culture.
He gets to attach his name to it.
It's part of a lot of cultures nowadays, but
yeah.
You know what I mean.
He attaches his name to it. He gets free weed, and he mm-hmm. gets paid for it. So
exactly.
Good for him.
Yeah,
and
right?
It's legal in Canada, all the way across Canada, mm-hmm. which is where he's from. I'm sure it's up there.
And legal in a lot of states now, too.
Uh-huh.
In America. So they're selling it as a, you know, wellness corporation.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So there you go. Drake going to be having his own cannabis production company. I don't really know what else to say about
it. See the other
there you go.
How many celebrities have their own name, their own lines?
I knew Seth Rogen did. Who else?
Jay-Z, Snoop Dogg, Willie Nelson, Montel Williams.
How do we not know about all these people?
Rob Gronkowski.
Montel Williams got busted with pot at the Milwaukee airport or something, didn't he? Or maybe it wasn't Milwaukee, it was an airport.
Martha Stewart.
100% he got arrested.
Oh, man.
It might have been Milwaukee. Talk amongst yourselves.
Martha Stewart, Tony Hawk, Gwyneth Paltrow.
What?
Whoopi Goldberg has her own line of cannabis as well. Like,
Jesus.
It's a thing to do now.
The big celebrity line, yeah.
As it becomes more and more legal in separate places. So.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee.
Was it Milwaukee?
Montel Williams was arrested in Milwaukee for having pot. Yes.
And now he's got his own pot company.
Was this 2011, maybe?
Oh, my God.
He showed us.
I can't remember when this was, but yeah. Yeah, that's why he was like, screw you, man.
I'll go do my own thing.
Like, it's legal other places.
Yeah, and I'm getting paid for it.
I brought it with me.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I know I'm not the only dude. I know I'm not the only Wisconsin guy specifically who is wearing shorts when it's snowing outside in the wintertime.
Don't even start. Did you not see the Facebook post with our intern yesterday?
Oh, no, I didn't.
You didn't see the post I put up of our social media intern on the Kiss Facebook that got 100 comments because he had shorts and a t-shirt on? And I was like, what the? And I literally was like, what the hell's wrong with this guy?
Well, Gibbons is that guy now again
we
this morning.
We are those
yeah.
Wisconsin
you and Grant
people.
Could be buddies, let me tell you.
I love it. I don't get cold in my legs. My feet get cold. My hands get cold. My legs
okay,
do
go
not
outside.
Get cold.
Well,
okay.
Wait. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go right now.
I'm going to go outside.
We'll see how long you can stand out there in your shorts.
Hold on.
You
don't forget your keys.
Nope.
Get
my keys.
Oh, yeah. Don't take your coat. Come on, guy.
Why do people in Wisconsin do this? Like, do they think that they're proving something?
I don't know.
Are they holding on to summer for some reason?
That's a good question.
I've never understood because we had a guy in the building that used to do that all the time.
But he was always hot.
Always.
He lost a bunch of weight. He's not wearing shorts
exactly.
anymore.
But why was he doing it, though?
How long? He better be out there.
Let me go check.
Go check, because seriously, I don't know.
Yeah,
we had our social media. Is he out there?
Yeah, he's out there.
Okay. So he said it doesn't bother him, right?
No, it doesn't bother him at all.
He's been out there a good 25 seconds at this
exactly.
point.
Exactly.
By the way, it's 16. It feels like 6 outside,
yeah.
Riggs.
We're getting close to like record-breaking low temperatures today. And I pulled up at the same time as Gibbons this morning, and I saw him get out of his car.
In shorts?
Yes, in shorts.
There's
walking up to the door
to
in shorts.
I don't believe it. No,
what
I
do you
really
mean?
I think he either doesn't have laundry or
that
he
could be a two.
Can't find a pair of pants. Like, I'm convinced. There's
that
no reason he wore them voluntarily.
You know what? Text us 71037. I want to know, why do people wear shorts? Like, what is the reason
Seriously.
For it? Is it just because, oh, my legs get warm? Is that really what it is? Or are you trying to prove something?
He's been out there maybe a minute. Let him in now. Let him go. Go let him in. Do you want me to go get him?
I think he's stuck out there.
No way. He took his keys. The irony. Oh, there he comes. Look
is he walking around the front?
He's trying to act tough. So he came in. I could see him trying to act like he's fine, but I could see him shaking up top. Like,
watch him walk in here. He'll be like, I'm fine.
He'll be like, I'm totally,
totally
good,
fine.
Guys. I'm good to go.
He'll be like, it's totally fine. I'm going to do the rest of the show out there.
Dying.
I'll be out there the whole
Let
time.
Let me go to our text, by the way. It's 71037. See why these freak
yeah, why
shows
wear
shorts.
Why don't
you come
on in shorts. Here, Wisconsin guy, Mr. Tough Guy, and your shorts in the 15-degree weather.
Such a liar.
I feel
liar.
Fantastic.
I saw you shiver when you came in trying to act all tough, dude.
I am warm as the day is long. No, I'm cold as balls, dude.
I
totally crap.
I told you're pale. So anyway, Gibbons, go back and start over. So you were saying you love to wear shorts in Wisconsin.
I love to wear shorts, but I could also use a jacket.
There you go.
Right?
I'm just saying.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, we officially have our first huge cast member coming back for the reboot of Gossip Girl on HBO, baby.
Oh, my God.
But it's not who you think it is.
What, not Leighton Meester?
It's not Leighton Meester. I said this girl is funny.
Okay.
She's hot.
Yeah.
I've never brought her up to anyone and them gone, I hate her. In fact, I usually hear, oh, she's so funny. Oh, she's so hot. Any guesses?
I have no idea.
Would it be Blake?
It's not Blake Lively because she's not funny. See, you knew it wasn't her because she's not funny. The narrator of the series, do you even know who that is?
No.
Kristen Bell.
Shut
Did you guys
up.
Even know Kristen
I
Bell?
I didn't even know that.
There's a have you ever seen like clips where there's a narrator? And it probably never occurred to you that Kristen Bell was the narrator for 5 seasons. You the whole, think, the whole thing.
Oh, man.
So she's the first one to confirm she'll come back. So she's going to narrate the new one on HBO, the new Gossip Girl. And then, you know, even Chase Crawford has said it would be hard for him to say no if they ever asked him to come back and do it because he loved that experience. So he sounds like he would be in, you know, so I'm all about it. But getting Kristen Bell is the first step because she's the most famous, really.
Yeah,
I even almost put her above Blake Lively. I mean, Blake Lively gets more because she's married to Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Kristen Bell's married to Dax Shepard, and Ryan Reynolds wins. I'm sorry.
Just
in the celebrity world.
Just Dax Shepard's funny, but Ryan Reynolds wins.
You know
what I mean, he's got the whole package, Ryan Reynolds.
You ever said something about Kristen Bell and somebody been like, I hate her?
Never.
Never. Everybody loves her, right?
She's had a show called The Good Place that I keep wanting to watch, but I never have.
She's funny. She's hot.
She is.
There she goes. She's coming back to Gossip Girl.
Nice.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
So I'm going to Green Bay this weekend, but I'm leaving on Saturday, so I'm not even going to be there for the game on Sunday, which kind of sucks, right?
Why would you go to Green Bay and not?
I'm going up there. I'm going there for a conference at like the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott. So I'm the hotel.
The whole hotel.
It is. It's a hotel that's two blocks from Lambeau Field, right? And there's not even
then
a game happening.
Then walk over and look at all the new stuff. They have the playground, like everything people have shown me about the new area, the Lambeau Experience. It's insane. If you haven't, like, that alone will take up time. Like, around that.
There's like the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame. Is that over by there too? I'm thinking.
It's all there. Yeah.
Like, if you've been to Green
All
that Bay before,
stuff's new, isn't it?
For not a Packer game, 71037. Some suggestions of anything to do in Green Bay, if it's a restaurant or somewhere to eat up there.
Have you seen, though, the playground?
Titletown.
Lambeau Field? Titletown. Uh-huh. Thank you.
I haven't been there since they built it, though. So
it's amazing.
That may be something
stuff
I check out.
We got a text to 71037. Someone said, if you're in Green Bay, eat at Kroll's, one of the best butter burgers you will ever eat. Chris Kroll's? Actually texted and said that.
Mm-hmm. Butter burgers?
Mm-hmm.
Is it better than Culver's?
Chris thinks so on the text line. I've
only been to Green Bay for games.
I know.
I don't think I've ever gone there and just hung out.
I'm going to be in a hotel for 2 days. It's a conference. It's a mental health conference, so I'm going there for a good purpose. But still, what else do you do in Green Bay when there's no game to go to unless I stay around till
Sunday?
You
can go look for Aaron Rodgers' house, and Danica Patrick might be there.
Now
we're getting somewhere.
All right, that's where I'll go.
Get us some dirt.
All right.
If you can get
basically, I'm encouraging him to stalk people and get arrested.
Wonderful.
He's great.
Don't say
that. But it's
that.
Good for the show.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
It's great for the show.
FBI Allie, get on the case. Find me his address. I'll go there. I'll get
done.
Sure. Done.
Done.
All right.
Thank you
very
much.
I'll be back in 5 minutes with the address.
Right. Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Now it's time for the game that we play every single Friday around 7:30-ish. It's the one, the only...
It's Dad Joke Friday! Bad Joke Friday!
Yeah, they're dad jokes, they're bad jokes. You laugh, you lose. That's the only rule. Allie, I believe you won last week.
Yep.
Was that last week your butt crack joke, or was it another one? I don't know. You have the zingers at the end, so...
I know,
Allie pulled off a win last week.
Jokes, you know?
Gibbons is usually out pretty soon, because he chuckles like a schoolgirl.
You guys are just funny with your
He's
jokes.
He's easy to get.
You guys, you know my humor.
I
have the humor of a child, and you get me with it. You really do.
First one to laugh is out. Last one standing wins.
Yes. Okay,
Allie, you want to go first?
Sure. I got this one from Tracy this morning on Facebook. Thank you for sending this, Tracy.
Go ahead.
What did the janitor say when we jumped out of the closet?
I don't know. What?
Supplies!
That was very close to getting me on
the
first one out.
I've done
the
supplies joke before.
You're lucky I've heard that before because I love that joke. It's one of my favorites.
It's a great joke.
And great salesmanship on your part, Allie.
That's good.
Fine.
Job well done.
All right.
Do you think if a plant is sad that other plants will photosympathize with it? Huh?
Was that the whole joke?
Photosympathize.
Or was I supposed to say...
Yeah, that's the joke, yeah.
Photosynthesis.
Play on words.
I got it.
All right, go ahead.
It took me a second.
Okay, but you didn't laugh, so
I didn't count,
so go.
All right. Go ahead, Gibbons.
So last night after dinner, my girlfriend asked me if I could clear the table, right? Took me a running start, but I got that bad boy. I cleared it. I jumped over it. Damn it.
All right. I love it how we all... try to oversell it. Like, maybe if I explain it some more, it'll get funnier and we all just stare at each other.
How could you not laugh at my humor? Come on, I'm funny.
They're dad jokes. They're bad jokes, dude.
So good. Someone broke into my house last night and stole my limbo trophy. How low can you go?
Damn it, that's a
funny
one.
I was hoping the limbo joke would get Gibbons.
That's
fine.
Not this time.
You guys know I've never mopped a floor in my life. Floors are beneath me.
Sorry. Go Gibbons. Right. Keep it moving. Let's just keep it moving.
I know a lot of jokes about retired people, but none of them work.
Clever, but not funny.
Come on, man.
Clever. What do you get if you put a duck in a cement mixer?
A duck in a cement mixer, what? Mm-hmm.
Quacks in the pavement.
Oh, my God. The visual.
I know. I feel like a horrible person. I know, right?
That's clever. Gibbons, you're out.
Jesus. Sorry, Gibbons. Oh, sorry, Lord. Riggs, go.
Allie, singing in the shower is great until you get shampoo in your mouth, and then it's a soap opera.
He sold the hell out of that. Come on.
Yes. Yes. I don't know if I made her laugh. Has ever made me laugh in his life. Today is the day.
Yes.
November 2019 at 7:40, Riggs made me laugh. I couldn't even hold it in.
Yes.
Riggs has finally won.
It was everything. It was the singing. It was the joke. It was
salesmanship, delivery. That was a five-star joke.
I'm not even faking it for you. I know we fake it for men all the time. I'm not faking it today. This is real. Thank you. So go ahead.
Congratulations, Riggs.
I will take the Batman trophy for this week. For
Dad Joke Friday. Bad Joke Friday.
All right. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Oh, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Something happened that made you say hell to the no?
Hell to the no. To the no, 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 no.
Can my hell to the no be my freaking lip that I bit while eating a quesadilla the other day? Three times.
I came in. It looked like Riggs got punched.
I know.
He was bleeding. Like, his lip is the size of Texas.
It's huge.
And I'm like, bruh,
stop.
Put something on that thing already. So would you just take some ibuprofen?
I took some ibuprofen. I've been icing it. I iced it yesterday and the day before. This has been 2 days, 3 days now where I have this giant, it sounds like the bottom part of
When's
my lip.
When's the last time you went to the dentist?
I have an appointment 6 months ago. So I have an appointment coming up next week.
Oh, okay.
So I have an appointment next week.
I don't know. I was like, maybe your teeth moved or something and you're biting down. I don't know.
It's always on this side. The bottom right or the bottom left is where I bite my lip all the time. All the time.
And it's
it just so happened. It was once, would be okay. But I bit it a second time, same place. And then I kept going and I was trying to not bite it, which made me consciously bite it a third time.
Riggs, you've bitten it so much that it's showing through the lip.
I know.
On the outside of your skin. I've never seen anything like that,
I've never seen anything like this either.
Oh, it looks like you have like tobacco packed in there because your lip's so fat, man.
I know.
It's crazy.
Okay, now you're giving me a complex now.
We're just saying, don't touch it because you look bad.
It's hard. I know, and it's hard to not touch it because it's on my mouth.
I know.
You use your mouth for a living.
I know.
And I'm talking. I'm just going to shut up now.
Seriously.
Do a hell to the no.
Oh, God. I split my pants yesterday, but it's nothing compared to what happened to you, man.
Oh.
What?
Dude, Griggs, now we're really getting to the bottom of why he's wearing shorts today.
Damn it, she's right.
I knew something happened with your pants.
That's what it
the
was.
The mom in me knew it. He said, I'm wearing shorts. I'm a Wisconsin boy. I said, BS. So then I said, you didn't do laundry. Gibbons says,
That's true.
I didn't do laundry. You're right, Allie. But something still wasn't right. I thought he doesn't have only one pair of pants. Something ain't right.
The pair of jeans that
now
I was wearing
it's
yesterday.
Out,
okay.
Riggs.
The pair of jeans I had on yesterday was my last clean pair, right? Uh-huh. And I went to get into my car and they were a little low. You know, they were sagging a little bit. And I don't know. I bobbed when I should have weaved. I shucked when I should have jived. And right in the crotch, dude, blowing apart.
It only took me 2 hours, but FBI Allie got to the bottom of it. Because remember how this morning we said, go with your gut, something ain't right? I knew there was more to that story.
Yeah, I swear to God.
And now I feel complete.
Now
I feel like the story is complete.
Mortified.
It's ironic because you were leaving the,
I was leaving the gym and I was feeling all good about myself after an awesome workout.
Well, maybe if you had yoga pants on at the gym like the rest of us girls, you wouldn't have split your pants.
You know what? I have another health and non-involving my time at the gym.
I thought he was what?
No. I got to the gym and realized I forgot my shorts, right? So I bought a pair of shorts there, but the only pair they had were 4XL.
Oh,
so I'm doing my workout hold my shorts up the entire time because I'm a dumb.
No.
It's all right, though. Hell to the no.
I enjoyed the workout. The workout was really good. Innovative Health and Fitness at Franklin. Whoop my butt.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ice my lip.
Split his pants.
He's got split pants.
I got a nice split lip.
For once, the Hot Mess Express alley over here is totally good.
For once, I'm top straight, bro.
You're welcome. We'll take it for you.
God.
We'll carry that cross.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Alley, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. We're live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Commercial-free hours all day, every day.
Yes.
I'm going to sit here with my tea and watch you two fight.
Mm-hmm. Because yesterday... You know, I'm already irritated as hell, I got to admit, about the song by Lil Nas X, okay?
Which one?
You know which one. Old Town Road, Old Town... You know, the ones the kids are in love with.
Oh, yeah.
Like, obsessed with.
Horses
People
in the
love
back.
This song, yes.
Oh,
but
yeah.
As a parent... It really, really makes me think about driving off the freeway once in a while. I would never do that,
so
but
it triggers
it's that
you.
Annoying.
So it triggers you as a parent.
Parents know when there's a song, that, like Baby Shark.
Oh,
enough already.
Yes.
Enough. My kids are obsessed.
Yeah.
Super annoying.
Yeah.
So yesterday, we're just sitting here in the studio off the air.
Yeah.
And Gibbons is doing something, and he's looking down, and he's singing this song.
Yeah.
That I can't stand because of my children. Just like this. He's just sitting
just
in the
like
studio.
That.
It's silent in here except for this. This is all I hear.
Yeah.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
And I snapped. And I said, dude, shut up. And he looked at me like I was going to make him cry.
You said, you can stop that now.
You can stop that now.
Quote, you can stop that now.
And he looked up like, what?
I was.
What?
I was taken aback.
Stop singing, dude. You're annoying as hell right now. And then he really looked like he was going to cry because I was so blunt about it. And I go, dude, nobody at work wants to hear their coworker singing. I don't care if you work at a radio station. I don't care if you're in a cubicle. I don't care where you are. Singing next to your coworker.
Unless you have a good voice. Unless you have a good voice.
Hey, I'm like Mariah freaking Carey, okay?
I don't care if you have a good voice. It's the song on top of the singing at work altogether that triggered me into, like, I'm going to lose it land.
The only defense is we work at a radio station, so we're always playing songs. So we're constantly surrounded by music.
Did you, Gibbons, even know you were singing? Tell the truth.
Subconsciously, no, I didn't.
That's what I mean.
No,
he didn't even know. He didn't know. That was my point.
No. I don't know. I'm doing it either.
He was being
annoying. I don't know I'm doing it either, Allie. I do it all the time over here.
Okay.
I've never heard you sing like that to the point where I had to look up and go, shut up, dude.
So
you're annoying me.
I was legitimately upset by this, right?
I could tell.
And I felt bad,
not at all.
So I went home and I said, I gotta talk to my mom and my girlfriend about this, right? I go to my girlfriend. Can you believe Allie was yelling at me for singing a song? And she goes, thank freaking God. And I go, what do you mean? And my girlfriend goes, Ryan, you walk around the house just singing songs all day about nothing. Just nothing songs just
listen,
to yourself.
Aaron, I'm not sleeping with him, so I'll be more than happy to tell him to shut up.
And I'm learning now. You were right.
Oh,
this
my God.
Is something about myself. I swear to Christ, until this time yesterday, I had no idea.
You've
and
always...
then I go home, and my girlfriend would be like, what a bee. No, she's like, about damn time.
Nobody wants their coworker singing at work next to them. I don't care who you are or what you do. I'm sorry. Like, nobody's interested, okay? So tell everybody you want. And you can text it to 71037.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to go, I love it when my coworker sings right next to me. Especially when you're trying to think. And then they're singing the worst song of all that you've been, you know, played 9,000 times in your car because your kids are obsessed with it, which I get.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I just hate it when you're right. And on this one, it was spot freaking on. And now I've realized I...
Text to 71037. You can say if you think I'm being a B, or you can say if you think it's annoying, because I guarantee there are people in cubicles.
Oh, it was awkward when it happened yesterday. Because I could tell you were pissed off,
Allie.
I was
pissed. I was so annoyed.
And
I was
could
like,
tell
shut
that
up.
He was taken back because you were so blunt about it, because that's how you are. It wasn't what you said. It was how you said it. You were like, you can stop that now. And I was like, Jesus.
Well, how else do you say, be quiet, you're annoying?
You say, be quiet, you're annoying. Be more
quiet, you're annoying.
There you go.
Okay, you know what? I promise you, I will not sing this next song, okay?
Thank
I will
God.
Try my hardest
thank
not to.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Rule, baby.
I hate you both. It's Friday. I'm leaving early. Goodbye.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Did you guys learn anything on the show this morning? Show number 784 is in the books.
I learned that Riggs finally decided to go to Green Bay when there wasn't a Packer game, ironically.
I know, right?
Not really sure how that fixed up, but he was looking for things to do in Green Bay, and nobody really gave you anything good because there's not much to do.
No, there's not.
That's the problem. Literally, you didn't get many texts about it.
We got tons of texts about it. Are you kidding me? They were talking about restaurants. There was one restaurant that people kept naming.
Krolls.
And they said that I have Krolls. That's what it was. Krolls.
One restaurant. One whole damn city. I mean, come on. Yes. That's all we got.
That's all I got was Krolls.
And we're out of options.
And that's it. Go to Krolls and go to the
Lambeau
experience.
Go back to your hotel and watch TV.
Yeah. I guess there'll be Packers fans up there on Saturday for the game on Sunday, so I don't know. Maybe I'll find some rowdy people up there.
Oh, for sure. It's Green Bay. They bleed. Yes. They bleed Packers up there.
They'll be tailgating. They're tailgating right now, let's be honest.
Darn tootin' Putin.
Kibbins, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I literally learned an actual life lesson from Allie about an annoying habit that I have that I didn't even know that I have, which is just singing songs to myself here. She told me about it. I was super butthurt and actually offended.
I know.
I went home and talked to my girlfriend about it, and she went, "Bro, you do that at home, like constantly, just walking around singing to yourself. Shut the hell up." Something I got to work on.
Finally.
Something I got to work on.
What happens, though, when you don't realize you're annoying people and you bring it up and you think, "Oh, how dare they say I'm annoying?" And then you bring it up to other people and they're like, "Well, you are kind of annoying." And you're like, "Oh.
Oh, wait. Oh, I mean, I got to look at myself now and not just blame others for my fault? What the hell, man?" That's not how things are supposed to work.
It's just annoying.
You know what I mean?
It's not a fault. You can fix it. A fault you can't fix, really.
True. True.
I learned something from Gibbons.
Oh, yeah?
That he wore shorts today. Not because he was trying to be a badass, because he's not, but because he didn't do laundry. And he split his last pair of pants.
When you're
split
them
wide open.
Night.
Split them wide open.
It looked like a bomb went off. Seriously,
but came
my pants
in,
blew
but
up.
Came in all cocky, like, "I'm wearing shorts today. It's not that bad. It's not that bad outside."
What's with the t-shirt, though? Like, I get you split your pants, you put on shorts. So why are you wearing like a sweatshirt? Or, I mean, what's...
Yeah.
The t-shirt makes no sense.
I'm wearing a sweater, and Allie's wearing a sweatshirt. You're the only one in t-shirt and shorts.
I wore a hoodie and my big jacket when I first came in this morning. The studio was kind of hot, so I took it off. And I swear to God, I have been freezing all morning. I don't know why my hoodie is sitting there not on.
Because it's 13 degrees outside.
I get you can't fix the pants problem.
I mean, like, dead ass, my hands are frozen. I've been chilly all morning, so I probably should have my hoodie on.
We need to get you some help. We need to get you some laundry, too.
Well, I was trying by telling him to stop singing. I'm starting here.
Well, stop singing.
Continue the train, if you like.
Stop singing and do your laundry, for Christ's sake.
Get some pants.
There you go.
Now I've got weekend goals.
Get some pants.
Stop singing, get some pants. There you go.
Those are your life goals this weekend.
It's your weekend assignment.
All right, you guys got it.
We'll talk to you on Monday. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Sexy Kid.
Don't start singing again. Don't do it. No, God.
That's it. I quit.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.